Hey friends, on this week's episode, we had an opportunity to host a live Zoom meeting called Connecting with Loved Ones. And what we did was we actually connected a group of people, myself and my great friend who's a medium, Victoria Mendez, with some of the loved ones that they have in their lives that have passed. And it was totally spontaneous. No one knew what was going to happen. So it created a couple of really beautiful moments. I thought I'd share it with you this week on the show. I hope you enjoy it. All right, everybody. So welcome to this evening's session. I think this is going to be a beautiful session. For many of you that joined us last time, we had the opportunity to have some of you connect with some of your loved ones. And Victoria, how do you feel about the format that we followed last time, where you just kind of felt led and we kind of took it from there? How do you feel about that? Yeah, can you unmute? Oh.
There we go. Okay. I think it was, I think that format's perfect. And I love it because we've got a very intimate container today. So yeah. I like it.
Yeah, beautiful. It's nice and small. It's not a lot of people. If this is your first time joining us, essentially what inspired me or motivated me to host something like this is, you know, this isn't something that we really talk too much about in our society. And as a result, there's a lot of fear around it. And there's a lot of misinformation around it. And I'm talking about, you know, what happens to our loved ones when they pass on. And when my mother passed away, I wanted to hear more about her and I wanted to connect with her, you know, through some of the journeys that we do, Victoria got this gift. And when she got the gift, I was like, all right, let's go test it, you know? And sure enough, I had just spoken to somebody else that my mother came through to me and Victoria shared the same information. So I knew it was my mother. And since then it's been a pretty awesome relationship. And, you know, quite frankly, my relationship with my mom is actually kind of better now that she's gone than even when she was here. And so, you know, for me, it was something that was so incredible that I wanted to share with as many people as possible. And that's what led us here tonight. Victoria, you want to share a little bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Danny, thank you for having me with everybody tonight. I'm super excited to be with you guys and hold space. You know, one of the things that Danny mentioned was through my spiritual journey of just really unraveling, discovering who I was, you know, came up this gift. I mean, we all have these beautiful gifts. It's just whether or not we can remove the programming to be able to uncover them, right? Consider us like onions. And, you know, when we were first born, we have all these gifts like young kids, right? And then as we grow up, we see our parents, we see our grandparents, we see, and they add layers to this onion. And so as we become adults, we try to take all that stuff off, right? I look at my kids as a beautiful opportunity to make sure I personally preserve that essence. And I know Danny does the same thing with his kids. It's like, hey, let's preserve the essence and remove a lot of the programming. And it was through a lot of that work of unraveling that I gained the gift of mediumship, and which has been a beautiful relationship. Both part of being a medium is, you know, spirits, they're at this frequency, right? We here on this plane are on this frequency. So either one of two things has to happen in order for the communication to happen. Either one, they come down to our frequency, which is where you'll see like a lot of, you know, movies and the energy they have to bring down is because our density, we've got so much stuff, sadness, you know, sorrow, suffering, the spirit has to come down here. And in order for them to get our attention, they've got to send us some pretty drastic signs, right? The cabinet doors opening or the music starting, you know, on its own on the radio, right? So it has to do that. That's option one. Option two is we have to raise to that frequency of where spirit is. And in order for us to raise to that frequency, it requires us to do a lot of that unraveling of programming and delayering of the onion. And so the difference is in my journey of plant medicine and working with, shamans and things like that, is I just elevated my frequency to be able to communicate with spirit on a different level. And so, again, mediumship and what I do is no different than speaking Spanish or speaking English. It's just a different dimension of who I am. And, I'm blessed and honored to be able to share this beautiful gift with people and really just help them gain their messages and their clarity on their journey. So,
yeah. You know, guys, I want to add something. I know, you know, what I'm about to say may seem a little foreign to you, but we all have spiritual gifts. They're different and they come in different shapes and sizes. I'll give you an example, just for women in general, the gift of your intuition, you know, that's a major, major gift. One of the problems, however, is that the Matrix has taught us all as humanity, all of us, to not listen to and connect with our feelings. We don't like feeling. So when we do feel, it's like very weird and we get emotional about it because we don't know what to do with our feelings. And that's where the Matrix doesn't want us. It doesn't want us in our feelings. It wants us in our head. And that's where most of us live. We live in our head. And why does it want us in our head? It wants us in our head because that is the easiest way and the easiest place for the system to control and manipulate you, you know? And so what happens during plant ceremonies is that you get to a place where you leave the three-dimensional world and you start to heal and start to remove some of the energies, some of the programming and some of the blockages that is keeping you from connecting to the spirit world. And, you know, many times, like for Victoria, I remember it happened after your third journey and it was like, boom, it happened. For me, my gifts have been released, you know, little by little to the point now that I have experiences now, very profound energetic releases, even without plant medicine anymore. So I just wanted to remind all of you guys that, you know, we're all one, we're all the same. And more that you connect with your heart, the more and more that you heal, whether that be just through meditating every single day or eventually through a plant ceremony, the more that you'll discover what your spiritual gift is as well, you know? So with that said, I think we are ready to go. Ready, Victoria? Yeah?
I'm ready, yeah. So one of the things that we did last time was, really more of a group reading. I'm going to share, I have two people that kind of came forward before the call. So some of the things that I do as a medium, if you guys have ever been through a medium reading before or haven't, is I see and I hear. So there's six gifts, right? Clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient, where you can feel. So for me, I'm clairvoyant, meaning I see, and I'm clairaudient, meaning I hear. So what you'll notice is I'll either turn this way a little bit because this is my good ear, or I'll look, I'll see, which sometimes I'll look off camera, and that's more just because either they're showing me a memory or an icon or a symbol, something that is of evidence to communicate with you guys, whomever this message is for. We call this indirect reading, and that is basically where I'm just going to say, hey, I'm going to describe and provide evidence. And whomever can take this, at least 90% of what I'm saying, then in that case, I'd like you to just put your name in the chat so that way I can identify and connect with you individually. This is a group reading, so there might be some sensitive information that comes through. I want to be mindful of the boundaries. So again, if I say something and you may be like, oh, no, I know what they're talking about, I don't need to go into detail, please stop me. That's perfectly okay. Because again, this is something that I do honor each and every one of you guys in the vulnerability and the space that we are all in. So I want to be respectful of that space as well. Also, the way a mediumship reading works is The more that you are present or aware and really have your open heart and open mind available, the stronger and the clearer the readings are. So consider me like a radio, right? Everybody has an energetic frequency, like a station. Well, what happens when you're in between stations? It gets a little staticky. So when I ask the questions, I really just want a yes or a no, so that way I can turn the knob one way or turn the knob the other way so the message can come clear. Sound fair? Let's see, anything else that I may have missed? Oh yeah, when I have spirits around me, the air gets a little thick for me just because it's a lot of energy. So you'll notice me breathing, like, don't worry, I'm not, you know, gonna pass out or anything. It's just because we've got, it just takes a lot more energy for that to happen. So I'm gonna bring forward, I had two that came through. So again, if you can take 90% of that, then let me know. She is an aunt on a mom's side that passed. She wore glasses all the time, even growing up. So she had glasses when she was little. A slender build, more on that thinner side. She had a gray curly hair, spoke Spanish, but it wasn't her dominant language. So whomever came through, it was just kind of like they spoke it up part-time is what she mentioned to me. She's soft-spoken, but is like a middle sibling. However, even though she was soft-spoken, people still listened to her. And she's seen in the family, or she was seen in the family as a smart one. Can anybody take the spirit? If you can, put it in the chat.
Chat over, that sounds like me, or...
Chat over, that sounds like me, or I can take 90%, or what percentage you can take from it.
It sounds like my Tia Jenny, but I know you would know.
No, Tia Jenny comes with a force. So it is definitely not Tia Jenny.
Anybody out there, does that sound like somebody?
It's okay if it's not. Okay, then I'll move on to the next person. So I have a brother figure. They passed away due to COVID. They loved to sing. However, during their passing, they had trouble breathing. When they went to the hospital, they were put on a ventilator very quickly. He loved to write music, and yeah, singing was a big thing for him.
Beatrice, is that you?
Where Beatrice, are you, Beatrice?
Beatrice, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Beatrice.
Hi.
Hi. Do you mind turning on your video? I just want to be able to connect.
Sure, of course. I have
you guys don't
my brother here and my brother. And
I thought it was him. I thought it was him coming through. So at first I was like, is this him? Yeah. And I'm so glad that you brought it up. So, you know, I just want to just be transparent with everybody because integrity is important to me. So Beatrice and I had a reading about maybe a couple weeks back. And so it sounds like your brother's still coming back. He has a lot more to say. So he also, I know that in the last time that we had spoken, he mentioned, you know, a lot of the apologies, a lot of the I'm sorry, and he really wants me to acknowledge that. Also, he wants me to acknowledge, Beatrice, what's your brother's name?
Daniel.
Daniel, he does show me that you've done some work around, the work, the career, lately. And so he really wants me to acknowledge that he is, thankful and happy that you've kind of moved in a different direction.
Yeah.
And he sees that and wants me to share that acknowledgement.
Okay,
and I have to bring this up just because he kept making a mention of it. Is there a reference to like either marijuana, weed, CBD, something to that effect?
Yes, yeah.
So I have to bring that up because he kept like showing it to me in his face. And that was, I guess, a form of how he expresses creativity, which is very different than when we talked last time. So he just wants me to make an acknowledgement around that so that you know that it's him.
Okay.
He's like, just let them know that you know, like he wants me to bring that up again. The other thing is that he also wants to acknowledge your mom for... He wants me to acknowledge your mom for starting to live and that's okay. Like little by little, even though she misses him dearly, he understands and he sees her slowly starting to heal, and he wants me to acknowledge that's okay. Part of healing doesn't mean you're forgetting. And that's okay as well. Also, he wants me to make an acknowledgement around you, Daniel. Daniel, have you been either writing music, thinking about music, playing something, song or something of that nature in his honor?
Yeah, I started playing guitar for the first time 2 days ago. I just started learning.
So he wants me to acknowledge that he's super happy at the fact that you are living in his legacy in that standpoint. He's like, I feel honored. So he's expressing an honor and a gratitude of that. And he's also saying, it's not gonna be as good as I was, but they so he's like, I honor the trying and I honor you living through my legacy and doing that. And so again, that just really is an evidence of his personality, who he is as well. So I really just want to share that with you, and that was his. Did you have any questions for him before I?
My mom is asking if he can say who received him in heaven.
So he's showing me like an uncle.
Un tío.
Is he an uncle?
Es un tío. Un tío porque lo recibió.
Like with open arms, like very like.
Como abriéndole los abrazos, así.
Yeah.
She's asking, does he have a name?
No, he. Is it something I keep seeing in like an S or something?
Sí. Fidel.
So awesome. Well, I'm just gonna ask if he has any last messages, because I do have someone that wants to come through, so I just want to see if he has anything else. Beatrice, he wants to say he's bringing this up again, but he really wants to say thank you for creating distance and space with the ex. I know he brings up the love life, but he just shows me that you created distance and boundaries, and he's very proud of you for that. And he really honors and is appreciative that you are finding your boundary of self-respect and really honoring that as well. So, he says, I'm proud of you, sis. Like, he just keeps saying, like, I'm proud of you, sis, and thank you. And, he's, like, really, like, he's super, really, really excited. So, thank you guys for taking your time and being vulnerable.
Do you mind if I share a picture of him really quick? Is that okay?
Oh, of course, please do.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
That's my brother.
Ah, very, very good. In the last time I he had glasses, so
that's lucky. My little girl with him.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you guys for coming. Muchas gracias, señora, por estar aquí con nosotros.
Muchas gracias. Okay,
that was beautiful. This is you can't I mean, how do you You can't.
Yeah.
There's no words.
Okay, I have, I'm gonna write this down. Okay, I have a male figure grandfather that I'm just going through as it's coming through. Male figure grandfather either grew up in either middle America or just shows me kind of countryside is what I see. Was a father figure for you. Also, he's showing me toy cars, either toy cars or building something with cars. Cars were really important to him. I also see that he passed away either of stomach issues or some form of substance abuse, whether it be alcoholism, something of that nature. Can anyone take this person?
Just chat it over if that's you.
If you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a lot sitting in right now.
Maricela, let's give it a shot. Let's unmute you. And if you could turn your camera on, that'd be great.
I mean, some of the things sound familiar.
Okay. How much of it can you take?
Well, he lived in Mexico in a farm.
Okay.
He did have substance abuse and he did have a lot of stomach issues before he died.
Okay. Was it alcoholism?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. Okay. So I do see alcoholism. I do see, did he have something in reference to either his kidneys or pancreas, something in that region?
I don't remember.
Okay. That's okay if you don't. This person though, he was like in your life, but in and out of your life. It wasn't like he was a constant. What I do see is that you were close to him at some point and then it kind of like space or distance kind of pulled you away. I also see, what's that?
I think it was kind of backwards. Okay. He wasn't in my life that much and then towards the end he was in my life.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I just keep seeing like there's a distance, like there was a time where it was together or not. And then there's kind of distance. So I do see that he also wants me to acknowledge. He wants me to acknowledge. Thank you for being there. You were there towards his, now it's making sense. You were there towards his latter part of the years. You took care of him as his health declined as well, is what he's showing me. He wants me to show acknowledgement around that. And he also wants me to really say thank you, but also apologize for the way that he was in his worst moments. There were moments of pain, there was of suffering, and he would like, maybe like talk back or not be as nice as what his normal personality was. And he really wants me to acknowledge that. He thanks you for being resilient. He thanks you for being patient. Was there a point, because he just shows me like he was like either having trouble walking or having trouble getting out of bed. And so he really wants me, like, it was kind of like he was also very stubborn, like, no, I can do it. No, I'm okay. Leave me alone. And you would just really graciously come and grab him by the arm and just say, hey, thank you so much. Like, it's okay. It's all right. I'm here. I can help you. And some days he were better than others. And he really wants me to provide an acknowledgement around thank you. And I'm sorry. But thank you for always being patient with me. he really wants me to acknowledge that as well, in addition to also your he's bringing up your husband also in kind of that aspect of how you tend to have to also bring that patience as well. And so he wants me to acknowledge you for that. Like, you've always been patient, but the strong one. He's also showing me something of music. Did you guys have some type of either connection through music or like laughter? He's just showing me like laughter through music or laughter through songs, and like you guys kind of having either coffee or sitting down in the mornings and just like just having casual conversation, but just having moments of laughter is what he shows me. And he really wants me to acknowledge that for you, that those were very important moments for him that he still remembers. And he wants me to also acknowledge the fact that you living in his legacy is through those moments of laughter. Like, that's how he wants you to remember him. And that's how he wants you to celebrate him. And really acknowledge that love that he had for you. And again, he just has a really great, Marisol, a really great appreciation for you. Like, he just comes through and just says, thank you, thank you, thank you. He says, you were there when kind of everybody kind of like wanted to just wish me away, so to speak. Like, you were there, like everybody just kind of wanted to forget about me, like despedirme, like just, hey, you know, and you were the one that took me in, you were the one that picked me up, you were the one that helped me. And again, he just has great admiration and acknowledgement, and really just wants me to emphasize how grateful he was for those moments. Do you have any questions?
I do have a question in regards to my son.
Sure.
I don't know. Does he say anything about my son?
He just shows me that you have a great concern for him or worry for him, but not... And I have to acknowledge this because it's just coming up and it continues to come up as I kind of just ask him about it. Is there some form of substance abuse there? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and again, don't have to go into details, but he's kind of saying like he is protecting him to the best of his ability now. However, his journey is what his journey will be. And all you can do is share the same resilience that you showed me with him. And again, he's saying, be there for when he falls. That makes sense. Yeah, okay. And he just shows me like, just like you picked me up on those hard days, you're gonna do the same with him. And that's all you can do. I see him in and out of the kind of substance abuse spiral. And you have peace in knowing that you are doing everything that you possibly can in that journey. You are playing the best that you can in that role. And you are... He wants you just to have peace in knowing that you are doing everything that is your part to help him on that journey. The rest of the work has to come from him. The rest of the work, he will still have to kind of work through. And when you're ready, you will receive him with those open arms.
Thank you, Victoria. I don't know. I had a feeling that this is my father. And he was very, very close to my son. So he was my son's father figure. And and my son really went through a really difficult time when my father passed away. Mm-hmm. And that's when the substance abuse started. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he just continues to show me, like, he's watching over him like a guardian. He's just like a big eagle over him is what he shows me. So know that he's doing his part. He's just showing me, like, I'm doing my part, you're doing your part, the rest has to come from his part. And he wants you to share the message with your son. However, he knows that your son won't believe you in reference to that message. So when you feel that the time is right for him to receive, like, hey, I spoke with your grandfather, I spoke with, deliver that message. He says right now may not be the best timing because he's kind of going through a little bit of chaos in his life right now. There's a lot of moving pieces. But to be able to share it when you feel there is a moment of true openness between you two.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Maricela, for opening your heart and sharing with us as well.
Maricela, may I ask a quick question? How old is he, your son?
My son is 32.
Okay. If he ever brings it up, if you guys ever talk, and he'd ever like to microdose with psilocybin mushrooms, I can connect them somewhere. Do you have my email?
I do. Okay. I do. Yes.
Just shoot me an email because I know that works wonders in that department. Okay.
Thank you.
You as well. Victoria, I feel like somebody else just is trying to come through.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get him to have a seat here. Okay. I have a lady that's coming through. She's more of a sister figure. Very soft-spoken. Yeah, very soft-spoken. Wore a lot of either flower type, oh, see, now it's really heavy. A lot of flower type, soft-spoken sister figure, worked in either medical field or helping people with either patients or healing or something along those lines. She's just showing me, like, she worked with her hands, but she also had a very helping spirit. So it could be a combination of both.
Sandra, I think that's you, huh?
Who?
I think that's Sandra. I don't know. I just got a feeling.
Where are you, Sandra? Ah, there you are. I thought it was going to be you because I kept seeing you all throughout the call. Coming for you.
I'm just going to wait to see what else you have to say.
I just keep seeing, like, either she worked with her hands a lot, she was either a nurse or a doctor or helping.
Well, I don't know, she was working in the city, so she was working with her hands for sure, and she was helping people there, but it was not a hospital, it was just like a government, something like there. But she used her hands all the time for that.
I'm continuously, even now, using my hands, and I just see paper shuffling and, like, I'm helping. And so, a very soft-spoken type of personality. Very humble, very, very humble is how she's coming. Like she's literally thanking me, like, as I'm talking right now, for the opportunity to speak. I wanna say she didn't pass too recent. She maybe passed, I wanna say less than 2 years or so, if that's correct. Like
4 years ago.
Okay, so yeah, I see kind of like this window that it wasn't too long ago, and she was younger in her passing. And she's showing me, she's like giving you an applause. Like she's saying, thank you for like being here. Like, oh my goodness, like she's excited to talk.
Her daughter is actually staying with me now. So I feel her every day because her daughter is just like her. And her daughter is going to, she's doing medical school. So
there's the medical connection. I kept yeah. scope and I'm like, okay. And yeah, again, she's very excited to speak. The other thing that I continue to see is her sign for you is like either birds or hummingbirds. Like she just,
oh my gosh,
yes. sending birds out of a window around the car.
All the time, like here, really close to me all the time. I know it was her.
So she really wants me to acknowledge the fact that that is her card for you is these birds, like, and they're not like the hummingbirds, they're like these little fat birds that just, the sparrows that just kind of, yeah. So
those two?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, like I feel I have a connection with them.
that's well, there you go. Now you know why. It's that. So she just really wants me to acknowledge that she is with you. She is with you all the time. Well, you know that. She wants me to put forth an acknowledgement to it. She also wants me to put forth an acknowledgement around either things that you collected at her passing or having your home that are hers. Like she just keeps showing me like you just have a bunch of her little things lying around, and whether it's from you or from your daughter, she just really wants me to acknowledge a gratitude around that. And a thank you for keeping most of my important possessions is what she keeps making a mention of. Like, thank you for keeping the
well, that's, I think the only thing I can think about is her daughters. They're three, and that's like, I'm always like talking to them. And like now that my niece is here, like I'm always telling her about my sister. Like, you know, we're trying to bring her in the conversation. So they just always remember her.
Absolutely. As they should. Yeah, she wants me to express an extreme amount of gratitude. Thank you for that. Did she pass away in either like an accident? I see something like it was like really sudden, her passing.
Okay, so it was kind of fast because she got cancer in her stomach and she didn't know. So it was like really, really fast, was like in a month. And then she had surgery and everything was okay, but she had some trouble in there, and then it was like that.
Yeah.
But also I'm thinking, I don't know if you see something else, but I also, I'm just gonna let you talk.
Yeah, just like, I love this, but you're just,
I'm sorry.
Her, don't worry, she's just as excited as you are.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, again, she just really wants, she just shows me that there was a lot of, and this explains it, a lot of unfinished projects. Again, she just shows me that her passing was very quickly.
Yeah.
Also that she shows me that there is a lot of dancing, laughter in your household, and she wants me to acknowledge an appreciation of that. In regards to like either like ring around the rosy with the girls or like playing like with them in circles, and she sees all of that and she really wants me to thank you for that. And she's also showing me something along the lines, either a game you and her used to play that you're like passing down with the girls, or just she really wants me to bring back like to play with them, kind of like you and I played, is what she's saying, like as sisters, like either hide and go seek out in the rocks with the sticks. She just keeps showing me like outside stuff.
Okay.
Games around that. And was there anything in reference to either life insurance, a contract, or will? I just keep seeing like paperwork that she wants me to have you either look into or acknowledge.
Okay. I know. I think I know.
You know that.
Okay.
So she just wants me to make sure that you either look into that or kind of like it's loose ends is what she's
okay.
telling me. So she's like, if you could wrap that up, that'd be great. Like, you know, kind of looking into it, that would be great. She's also showing me something along, again, taking the flowers, the garden, like having them be outdoors, having yourself be outdoors a lot. That was something that was really important to her because she couldn't get out enough. She just shows me working a lot, that she couldn't be out there, you know, doing those things in nature with the kids. Like she just shows me, she was always really showing me like an image, like I was chained to my desk. I was chained to my work. And something really big that she left behind that she didn't get to do, which was spend time with those kids, with the kids outdoors, spend time with them, appreciating nature, spend time outside of the constructs of work. And she really wants me to make sure that you don't make the same mistake she did, and wants me to have you acknowledge the fact that she's saying, like, I know the kids are a lot. Like, I know that this was a lot that I put on your plate, and I'm so sorry. Like, but I love you so much, sister. Like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you for taking my girls in as your own. And you're single. You weren't like with anybody in a relationship. It just shows me like you were single.
No, that was one of my questions because, well, I have a lot, but this is my husband passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So in, when she passed, he was here, but now he's not. But now I am single.
Yeah, he just shows me like this now, you know, this is a lot to take on your own. And so the fact that you've embraced this, you've taken them when you didn't have to, she just, again, the love and appreciation is there.
Oh, I love her. I love her too. I love you.
And she hears you all the time. So talk to her. They don't ever go away.
I know. I see her all the time. I'm like, I know you're here.
Danny, anything you'd want to add to that or maybe share on your own journey or anything like that?
Yeah. So I sent an email because one of the questions I have is because so I have another brother. I 10 years that we don't know anything about him, and we've been looking for him and we don't know anything. So my question was if she knows anything about him.
Is he a younger brother?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I see.
It was him and then it was her. They looked alike, like a lot.
Like, yeah, so she's showing me the younger brother, but he is like in either a different country or a different place. He's not passed. He is still okay. Living. He's either in a different country, different place. Like I just see like an ocean distance between where you're at and there. He's kind of like, there was so much pain there's so much pain in that, in the family dynamic, not to say you specifically, but in the family dynamic, that it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. He really wants to keep some separation and distance because he's not there to be able to work through it yet. She sees him, she guides him, she protects him, but she understands that she's just saying like the space and the distance is what's keeping him sane, is what's keeping him peace. And when he is ready to work through it, which he is kind of doing the work, it's what she's showing me, but like it's at his own pace, it's at his own time. Then he will be able to come back and at least acknowledge and apologize and kind of work through mending those relationships.
Oh my gosh, okay.
But he hasn't passed.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, the only other thing is maybe he just want to be away, and I understand that. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate honoring you for joining us this evening.
thank you for everything.
Danny, anything that you'd like to add? Oh, you're on mute.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Victoria, is that this is just so beautiful. And I'm so happy that we are able to, you know, hop on every month or a couple months and do this for people because, you know, for many of you, you know, the work that I do is to try to help you connect to your highest self and connecting you to your highest self is your highest potential in life. And part of that process is working through the relationship that we have with fear. Because the more and more that we can work through that, the more and more that we realize that there's nothing to be afraid of and that life is beautiful and it's meant to be lived. And I think part of that process is how we deal with death and how we deal with the notion of death, you know? And what inspired me and motivated me to share this with all of you guys is so that you could see in very many ways, our loved ones are still alive, you know? They're still alive, they're still here, and they're still available for us to speak to. And it's a very, very beautiful thing, you know? And so I hope, my hope from doing this is that, you know, number one, for the people who were able to connect, you know, so awesome. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of this space. But also for any of you that didn't, that you just see that, you know, whether it's, you know, whoever it is that you love and you really cared about that you thought was gone, think twice, because they're still here and they're guiding you and they're protecting you. And I would encourage you guys, if you ever want a session, to reach out to Victoria. Because it's like I call it a life hack. You know, when you can speak to people that are on the other side and they can show you and teach you and guide you from that side, it's pretty powerful. So that's all. That's all I wanted to share.
No, and I also wanted to make a mention that even though maybe someone didn't come through for you today at this moment, right? Doesn't mean that they're not with you or they're not, you know, have a message for you. It could mean that that message is something more of, there's more work that needs to be done there, that maybe either it's personally or privately, or even us ourselves, right? Our own work to be able to receive that message. You know, there's people that I sometimes will sit with that they're like, no, tell me it's my abuelita. How do you know it's my abuelita? And I'll say, abuelita's name is this. No. But tell me more, right? What was abuelita wearing when she died? And so sometimes it's just that you're not in a space to receive that message that abuelita has passed on. And it could be just some wounds that we need to kind of continue to work through.
Victoria, if I may piggyback on that, do you remember when I was in Costa Rica and you told me what you told me about my abuelita?
Yeah.
And it was some very, very deep information, guys. It was like a family secret of like 45 years that I had a feeling. And it was a shocker, but I wasn't ready to hear it up until that moment. You know, my mother didn't share that with me up until that moment. So I just want to piggyback on that.
And, you know, one thing that I kind of just got in from, you know, sitting before the call, was, you know, working, a lot of this is working through our own blockages, right? Blockages, we, especially all of you guys on this call, are doing the work that your loved ones couldn't while they were here, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are really kind of layering or thinking or wondering or exploring, right? More than what your ancestors, the abuelitas, the sisters, the, you know, the brothers, the dads, the moms couldn't really maybe grasp or didn't have it as easily accessible as what we do now, right? And so I really want to just share with you, everything on the other side of this world is love, peace. There is no such things as like, oh, the demons, right? It's all of our narrative. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. You know, when I have a spirit that I'm communicating and they're doing this to me, it's because they're showing me how they passed. Now, if I ran from a place of fear and I go, oh my goodness, they're choking me, right? Like, oh, the movies are real. That's more because that's my own fear mindset that I just haven't worked through. So I really want to encourage you guys that as you guys are exploring, you know, healing your wounds and working through it, pay attention to the narrative, pay attention to the signs. Your loved ones give you signs all the time. And when the toaster goes off accidentally, it's not the, you know, the poltergeist is here to see you. It's more of your loved ones trying to communicate with you and saying, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. Because when we transition, we're not welcomed with a textbook that says, here's how to communicate with the living. They literally have just energy, love, and peace. And so when we are calling them or when we are exploring this side of ourselves to really just kind of take a deep dive and think about them in thought and energy, that's really when they're going to come to us and say, hey, here, can you see the sign? Sandra, can you see the birds? Oh, I acknowledge you. Now your sister knows, hey, Sandra now knows that it's me. I'm gonna send her more birds when she's in need or asking for something, right? And so I really just encourage you guys all to be mindful, be aware of that. You know, a lot of the things that come up in a lot of readings that I get in messages is, you know, for people that have transitioned, I wish I would have had more self-worth. I wish I would have believed in myself more because I didn't know that, and all my pain stemmed from that. And that's why I acted the way I acted. That's why I distanced myself the way I did. You know, judgment too is also something that I continue to see frequently is, man, I shouldn't have been so judgmental to my sister, my sibling. Like, I didn't know that perspective. And so the reason why our loved ones become so much more enlightened in that world is when we transition, we're given what's called a life review. So let's say Danny and I have an argument and I'm like, oh, that Danny, like, and I'm living in my own story, but I don't know Danny's perspective. I don't know his story. Well, in a life review, I'm able to see both my story and Danny's perspective. So now I become, as I'm a transition loved one, a lot more enlightened to be able to receive and give you more information than what I would have in my own pain, in my own story. So I really just want to honor each and every one of you guys for coming today and sharing and being vulnerable and open to receive and open-minded more than anything as you guys explore your journey of life.
Yeah. Hey, Victoria, real quick, Gabriella, do you mind unmuting yourself?
Where is she? Did she leave? Oh, she's right there.
Gabriella Vidrio. Oh, I have to ask you. There you go.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just was called to talk to you right now. I just, for some reason, felt like my hand on your heart. I felt, I don't know, a little pain, a little underlying sadness there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know. I can't even pinpoint it. Maybe just everything going on in my life, just where I'm at, where I'm trying to head. I think it just has me in a whirl of confusion, I guess.
Okay. What does it feel like?
Oh God, so many different emotions. So many different emotions at once that I'm trying to sort out, work through in in the right way, I guess. You know, I think I'm probably the first one in my family who's even ever tried to do any type of self work. So it's definitely a challenge, a learning experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit of a dark place that I don't want to be in. Mm-hmm. I follow you and Victoria all the time. Danny, I think I started looking at self-help just because of following you. I seen you transform because I started following you way before this Danny. So I've seen your transformation. So I know that it's real and it's possible. And so I think that's what got me to actually start digging for understanding and growth and, you know, manifesting the life that I know I deserve, that my kids deserve. But lately it's just been hard. And I think it's just because it's, you know, so many different emotions, so many different layers, onion, that I have to peel away and work through. And it gets tough. And I lost my dad, and my dad was my rock. And I lost him about 15 years ago. And I'm always looking for a sign. And I think I'm not open yet to receiving it because I don't. I remember I used to get mad. Like I had a brother-in-law that would say like, oh, I dreamt him last night. And I remember I would get mad and I would think, well, I haven't dreamt him. How come he hasn't came to me? So it's just, and listening to this is beautiful. You know, I was touched by listening to, you know, the woman talk to her brother and the dad. You know, it touches me. I'm human. I have a big heart.
You do, and I felt that. And that's why I was, I think, drawn to you. Gabriella, tell me something. If there was one thing or one baby step in your life that you could either achieve or accomplish or let go of? What's the hurdle? What's one little hurdle that you wish you knew how to get past?
Probably what's doing best for me.
Okay.
What's doing best for me.
And what normally stops you from doing what's best for you?
Probably because I care too much. I think about everybody else before I think about myself. Mm. I think about, you know, well, and then there's some personal things going on in my life right now too that probably have me in the situation. And so, yeah, I think about all the, I'm thinking way outside of where I'm at instead of taking it a step at a time and going that way. I think I go too far into thinking all the what ifs or all the bad things before I even take the step. So that's where I'm trying to learn that I need to start at peeling the layers little by little to get to where I want to be. I've been trying to search and look and read and understand. But again, I'm the only one, you know, I don't have, like, I can't go to any of my family. I don't even know who to go to. I think it's in their work probably. I don't even have to go to nobody. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, let me help you a little bit with that. Yeah. So if you, when you're in that space in your life, and this is for all of you, there's three places that we could live: in the past, in the future, and in the now. And if you really allow yourself, every single one of you, if you really allow yourself in this present moment right now, there are no problems. The only problems that ever show up is when we start to remember the past or hop too much into the future. You guys understand that? Yeah. And the thing is, whether we realize it or not, that's not us that does that. That's our small self. That's our ego. It's our mind. Because Gabriela, like you said, it starts to imagine a potential negative outcome, right? Mm-hmm. So let's work on that. Give me one potential negative outcome that you imagine in it and it kind of freaks you out. What's one?
The instability.
Okay, what kind of instability?
So I've been wanting to make changes as far as my home life. So then when I think about it, I'm scared to make the change because then I start fearing not being able to make it with my kids.
I understand that. So instability, fear, that's masculine, that's mind, right? What does your heart say? What does your heart want? What does Gabriella's, you know, her power as a woman, her instincts say that is the right step for her?
That I need to do it. I need to love myself.
Okay. And what does loving yourself look like?
Putting me first, putting my children first. Our happiness.
And what does putting yours and your children's happiness and putting that first look like? What would be the correct action steps?
Moving forward, taking the leap.
Taking the leap. Has there ever been a time in your life where you moved forward and you took a leap and you made it, you found a way to make it? Has there been a time like that?
Yeah, I think I've been pretty good at it. So I don't know why I fear it so much.
It's okay. It happens to all of us. It happened to me, and I know what you're talking about. Claudia and I talk about this all the time. We just spoke about this yesterday. We were both reminiscing on our first year of marriage and how both of us went to our mothers and were like, we want out. This is not for us. But we were just afraid. We didn't know. So it happens to the best of us, you know? Gabriela, instead of envisioning the negative and the bad, if it were perfect, if it were to all work out perfectly and you took the next step, what would it look like for you?
Peaceful.
And what would that feel like for you and your kids?
Oh, happiness.
You see how certain she is? Yeah. You see how certain the responses come? Yeah. Because you're connecting to your heart and you're connecting to your higher self right now. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a couple tips to help you stay in the zone, which, by the way, Gabriella, your whole face, your whole energy, it all changed already. It all changed. So I'm going to give you just a couple of tips that I want you to start working on, because the more and more you connect with yourself, this is your true self. This is your, you know, right? You know what to do. Mm-hmm. You don't need me to tell you, you don't need Victoria. You know what to do. The first step, and this is for all of you, go for a walk every day. Okay. It's the number one way that you can show yourself that you love yourself. Go for a walk every day. Put the phone down, put the technology down, go breathe, go walk, go sweat a little bit. 25 minutes, Gabriella. That's it. 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes out, 12, 15 minutes back before anybody wakes up. If you could just go for a walk every single day and connect with Mother Nature and start to envision the life that you want to live, because you have the same ability to manifest that you're currently using. You're just using it in a negative fashion through fear versus being proactive. Okay. You're the creator of your life. Remember that. Okay. Number two, either right before you go out or right when you come back, sit down and meditate for 10 minutes. And if you need any help on my YouTube, on my playlist in YouTube, I have a meditation playlist with a whole bunch of meditations there that you could just literally sit, close your eyes, and listen to. And number three, right after that meditation, and this is key for you guys, everybody, either right after that meditation or the moment you wake up, everybody, the moment you wake up, because this is where you just came back. You came back from the spirit world and you're like coming back into the three-dimensional world. Envision the life of your dreams. Envision it. Envision that next step, Gabriella. Envision what that looks like, what that feels like. Envision it, and just envision it from happiness, from joy, peace, and teach your body and your mind what that feels like. And if you could just do those three things every single day, you'll see that your life will change.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I add to that too, Danny, just to piggyback, right?
I want to say something. I want to say something because Victoria, Gabriella, the beauty of Victoria is not only she's my friend and not only is she a medium, but she's like one of my clients. So she's been through this. She's done all of this, you know?
One of the things that it's really important that I just keep hearing as I'm connecting with your energy, and that's self-care. Self-care. Like, okay, you know, and the thing that the image that I get is on an airplane. You know, when the mask drops, what's the first thing they tell you? You put the mask on yourself and then you put the mask on your kids, right? Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to be of service if you can't breathe? And that's exactly what's happening to you right now, is you've got so much on your plate. You've got so much being thrown at you that you can't breathe. And that's stopping you from all of this positive, beautiful things that you have waiting for you. And so I can't stress enough how much boundaries, and it's okay to have boundaries, right? Everybody else has boundaries, which is why they then come to you. So it's okay to have boundaries. I personally, as a medium, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur. I have to set boundaries, because if I don't set any boundaries, I'm no good to my kids. I'm no good to my husband. I'm no good to my team or my clients. And so I have to set those boundaries. But that also means that part of that boundary is, like Danny's talking about, 10 minutes self-care. Doesn't have to be the whole get the hair done, the nails done, the I'm out for a whole day vacation, bye guys, right? Mm-hmm. It could be just the 10 minutes. I sometimes only get 5 minutes of meditation sitting in my car. And that's okay, right? A YouTube guided meditation or listening to Danny's meditation on his website. 10 minutes, that's it. And you'll feel that I can put this, if I can start with a 10-minute boundary just for myself, do progress over perfection. Just smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it'll get bigger and bigger when you feel yourself again. The other thing that I also heard was journaling. I see your mind doing this a lot. with a lot of thoughts, and it's the same thoughts over and over and over again, day by day by day. We need to get those thoughts out. And the only way to get those thoughts out is to write them out on paper. And this goes for a few of you that I also felt you guys do the same thing on this call. So this is more so for the collective as well, is write out what that thought is. Today, I'm feeling blah, 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 or I feel like I have 10,000 things to do. I have to do this. I have to do that. What happens is when you get it out of your head and onto paper, you've just dumped that idea or that thought that continues. And then you get to work through it. Then you get to see, oh my goodness, I'm freaking out about the same thing the last 3 days. Why is it that it's so important to me, or why is it? And then we get to actually peel those layers and start working on it little by little. I tell you this from with the utmost love and from experience myself, because Danny, as he mentioned, I am a guilty person of setting boundaries as well. And I have had to learn, especially as a medium, when grandma and grandpas want to come through at the fiesta, the quinceañera, I got to tell them, no, guys, you got to go the other way, right? If this is me time. This is time for me to enjoy the present and not the future, not somebody else's future. So I really want to thank you, and I send you lots of love. And I know the collective here is doing the exact same thing. You got this, Mama Bear. You just got it.
Thank you.
10 minutes for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gabriela, are you coming to Awaken Your Highest Self?
So I've already purchased my ticket, but I could only do my online ticket now. And I'm waiting for it to open up to go to Houston, because it's my birthday weekend, that week that it's there. So I've been telling myself already, I'm not going to make excuses. As soon as I can get a ticket, I'm booking my ticket and I'm going.
Well, so what I want to do to help you is, whatever you paid for the online ticket, I want to give you that as a credit towards the live ticket, if that's what you decide, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just email krishna@j2hs.com and she'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it. Absolutely. All right, everybody. Hey, good work, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you. Good work. Good job, Danny. Good job. Collective, all of those collective positive vibes. I honor each and every one of you guys for bringing your energy to the call today.
Absolutely. For each and every one of you guys, we hope that you got something from this. We feel that you did, obviously. And, you know, it's an honor to help you on your journey to your higher self, you know? So if you're coming to the event, we will see you there, whether that's online or live and in person. And if not, we'll see you on Instagram, and, you know, a lot of us communicate and comment back and forth through there. So thanks again for joining us, and join us next time. Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.